感谢神，我们今天在这个特别的晚上，我们在一起来思想主耶稣基督的诞生。
Thank God, in this special night, we think about the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读一处经文，我们可以看到这个屏幕，一起来读《路加福音》一章二十六到三十五节。
If we look at the screen, we read together Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 to 35.
好，我们二十六节起一起读。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说：蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫做耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说：圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。好，等我们等一下，那个可以帮我拿一下。感谢神，我们经文先读到这里，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上，来寻找拯救我们这些沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Thank you that you gave your only begotten Son, Word become flesh, come to this world to seek those of us who destined to lost.
我们也知道此刻主耶稣就在我们中间，因为你应许说在这地上凡有两三个人奉主的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
And now we know that at this moment you're with us because you promised that on earth there's two or three people gathered together in your name, you will be with us.
愿圣灵带领我们，圣灵光照我们，让我们来思想主耶稣的诞生对我们每个人所带来何等大的恩典。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to let us think what great grace that gave to us through the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praise, name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的经文，我们看到主耶稣基督的诞生，他是君王，天国的君王降生了，来到这个世界上。
The passage we just read is clear that this is not is the birth of a king, a heavenly king.
我们以前想到主耶稣诞生，往往想到是马槽里一个好可怜的一个婴儿。但是我们刚才所读到的经文，让我们看到他是万王之王。
And usually we kind of hear the story of Jesus who was born in a manger is a very insignificant baby, but the passage which is read is will let us know he is the king of the kings.
他的国直到永远。
His kingdom will be forever and ever.
然后圣经也告诉我们他的国民是怎样的人呢？
And also the passage tells us his kingdom, his citizens is what kind of people.
他的国民都是像我像你这样蒙恩得救的罪人。
And his citizen is like you and like me, is the sinner but have a grace.
然后这位天国的君王来到世界上，他的目的就是为了像我像你这样的国民去在十字架上受死。
And this heavenly king come to this world is just for you and for me and for us to die on the cross.
他不像这世界上任何一个君王，他不是靠他的武力靠他的强权去建立他的王国，去网罗他的国民。
He's not like any kind of earthly king. He uses mighty and uses power. He uses the to control to capture all the his people.
他是把他自己作为挽回祭，献在十字架上，被钉死在十字架上，来挽救所有他的百姓。
And he himself served as a substitute for us and died on cross so he can save all his people.
所以他自己说，当他被举起来的时候，必吸引万民归向他。
And that's what he said. He said, when he was lifted up, and he will draw all the people to him.
所以当他被钉在十字架上的时候，上帝对世人的爱在那个时刻就彰显出来。
When he was crucified on the cross, the love of God is manifest through that.
所有认罪悔改的罪人这时候归向他，成为天国的国民。
All who confess our sin, repentant, and trusting him will become the citizen of the heaven.
圣经也告诉我们，我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们不仅成为天国的子民，我们更成为神的儿女。
And the Bible also told us that all of us accept him, trust him is not only is the citizen of heaven, and we called children of God.
我给大家读一下这一段经文，在约翰福音一章十二到十三节。
I'll just read this passage for you.
约翰福音一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。信靠主耶稣基督的人是被称为神的儿女，我们不再是从血气生的，我们而是从神生的。
And those who trust in Jesus Christ is called children of God. We are no longer born of a man, but we are children of God, born of God.
那我们在这个时刻，我们要想，神的儿女最终要去到哪里呢？当然是要回到神那里去。
And it's obvious that God's children ultimately where we will go. Of course, we go back to God.
约翰福音十四章一到三节，主耶稣是这样说。
In Book of John, chapter 14, verse 1-3, that what Jesus said like this.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
John 14:1-3.
圣经告诉我们，我们所有被主耶稣基督的宝血所赎买回来的蒙恩的罪人。
A Bible told us all of us were purchased by precious blood of Jesus Christ, sinner with grace.
我们成为天国的子民，我们成为神的儿女，并且我们的天父上帝为我们预备了永远的家乡。
And we become a citizen of the heaven, and we become God's children, and God prepared eternal place for us.
这是我们永远的归宿，我们要去到的地方。
And this is the eternal destiny we will go.
我们一起来看圣经是怎样描绘这样的地方。
And we'll look at how Bible describes such a place.
我们大家可以一起来读启示录二十一章的第二节到第五节。
Let's read together Revelation chapter 21, verse 2-5.
第二节起，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛，因为以前的事都过去了。我们在一起，接下来读二十二章的启示录二十二章的一到五节。
Let's also read Revelation chapter 22, verse 1-5.
一节起，天使又指示我在城里街道当中一道生命水的河。明亮如水晶， 从神和羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样的果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。以后再也没有咒诅，再也没有肉身羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用阳灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王直到永永远远。主耶稣基督诞生，他是天国的君王来到这个世界上。
Jesus was born. He is a heavenly king, but he came to this world.
他在十字架上献上他自己，当作挽回祭，流出他的血。
On the cross, he offered himself as a sacrifice, shed his blood.
把他的百姓从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
And saved his people from death and sin.
他要把所有信靠他的人带进天堂。
He will take all those who trust in him, taking them into heaven.
在我们刚才所读的经文中，让我们看到，在天堂里再也没有眼泪。
So in the passage we just read, in heaven we no longer have tears.
再也没有忧伤。
There's no sorrow.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主耶稣基督在客西马尼园，他曾经大声哀哭、流泪、祷告。
Because Jesus was cried and was prayed.
主耶稣祷告说：“父啊，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
And at that time Jesus cried to God, said, Father, not my will, but thine.
然后主耶稣就走上十字架。
Then Jesus walked to the cross.
代替我，代替你，被钉在十字架上。
In my place, in your place, was crucified on the cross.
代替我，代替你，接受我们本来应该接受的刑罚。
In my place, in your place, accept the punishment that we deserve to have.
所以我们可以去到一个不再有眼泪、不再有忧伤的地方，因为主耶稣曾经大声哀哭。
Therefore, we can go to a place that no longer have a tear, no longer have a sorrow, because Jesus has once he cried.
在天堂，我们看见有生命树。
In the heaven, we can see there's a life, a tree of life.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，人们说他是挂在木头上。
When Jesus was crucified, people said that he was hanged on the wood.
那是一棵死亡的树。
That wood is a dead piece of wood.
因为主耶稣经历了十字架的死亡，所以我们可以有生命树在天堂里面赐给我们的生命的果实。
Because Jesus was hanged on this dead tree, therefore we will have a tree of life in heaven.
在天堂有一条生命的河。
And in heaven there is a life of river.
喝那个河里的水永远不渴。
And when you drink that water, we're never thirsty.
我们也都记得主耶稣在十字架上他说我渴了。
And we also remember when Jesus on the cross, he said, I'm thirsty.
因为主耶稣在十字架上经历了与神与天父上帝隔绝最黑暗最枯干的时刻。
Because at that moment, Jesus experienced the time he separated from God, that most terrible dry time moment.
所以我们这些信靠他的人，我们将永永远远不再饥渴。
So those of us who trust him will never be thirsty and hungry again.
在天堂再也没有咒诅。
In heaven, there's no longer have a curse.
圣经也告诉我们，基督，主耶稣基督代替我们受了咒诅。
And the Bible told us Jesus take in our place and take the curse.
在天堂不再有黑暗。
And in heaven there is no longer have a darkness.
因为主耶稣钉上十字架，钉在十字架那个时刻，圣经说那个时候遍地都黑暗了。主耶稣经历的最大最可怕的黑暗。
And the Bible recorded that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the whole earth experienced a huge darkness, and Jesus experienced the most darkness that we have.
我们今天思想耶稣基督的诞生。
When we think about the birth of Jesus Christ,
他来到这个世界上。
He came to this world.
他就是要去经历那样的黑暗，经历那样的干渴，经历那样的死亡。
And he come to this world, he is destined to experience such a thirsty, such a darkness, such death.
让一切认罪悔改的罪人成为他的子民。
So that whoever who confess their sin accept him, it become his people.
他要把所有信靠他的人带到一个不再有眼泪、不再有忧伤、不再有干渴、不再有黑暗的地方。
He will take those who trust him to a place that no longer have a tear, no longer have a darkness, no longer have a sorrow, no longer have a death.
我们今天成为神的儿女。
Today we become a children of God.
我们知道我们有一个最荣美的家乡。
We know that we have a most beautiful home.
是因为有人带我们经历了最黑暗的时刻。
Because there's someone in our place to experience the most terrible dark moment.
这就是主耶稣基督。
That's what Jesus Christ did.
今天我可以穿着西服打着领带站在这里来讲这番话。
Today I can stand here to speak that word to you.
因为有人脱下了他的西服脱下了他的领带披在了我的身上。
Because someone took their coat and put in my coat.
我们有一天能够坦然无惧地面对上帝因为主耶稣把他自己的宝血流出来洁净了我们。
One day we can stand in front of God without fear is because of Jesus shed his blood and covered us.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们最后一起来读一处经文。
And finally, let's read a passage together.
约翰福音三章十六节起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。感谢神，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Thank God, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Come to seek those of us a sinner and destined to death and destruction.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我们担负我们本来应该承受的罪的刑罚。
We thank Jesus that take our place and took the punishment that we deserve to have.
在十字架上流出他的宝血，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
On the cross he shed his blood and is dead, and the third day he raised from the dead.
也感谢主耶稣。既爱我们就爱我们到底。
We also thank Jesus. He loved us and he loved us to the end.
感谢主耶稣要带领我们去到那最荣美的地方。
We thank that Jesus will take us to the most beautiful place.
在那里我们不再有眼泪，不再有忧伤，不再有黑暗。
Where there's no longer tears, no longer sorrow, no longer darkness.
我们将永永远远和我们所爱的主耶稣在一起。
There we will be with our beloved Jesus together forever and ever.
愿今天圣灵来到我们每一个人的心里。
May the Spirit come to each one of us heart.
若我们当中还有不认识主耶稣的人，若我们当中还有没有接受信靠主耶稣基督的朋友。
If among us we still hadn't accept Jesus Christ, our friend.
愿圣灵来对我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
愿我们来思想耶稣的诞生。
May we think about the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们更愿耶稣来降生在我们的心里，来到我们的心里。
And may that Jesus at this moment come to our heart.
带领我们的生命离开黑暗，进入光明。
Lead our life out of darkness into the light.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.